It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, Real Housewives of Potomac coverage, episode 363, Boiling Point. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Potomac recap. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your Real Housewives of Potomac coverage, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think. We are back covering The Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8, Episode 16, and I am joined by my Kagiyan sister, Dr. Jatia Hart Taylor, and this week we are all about the crab boil, okay? We are talking laser hair removal, we are sending Giselle oldest daughter off to college. We have the reunion of Jacqueline and Mia at the crab boil, and it all goes down at the crab boil. So listen, let's get into this week's Potomac recap.
It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
Welcome back to the Purple Pants Podcast, Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8 recap. I am joined with Dr. Jatia Hart Taylor. Welcome back. Yes. We are here.
We are back. You know what, Bryce? I was just thinking, you and I, you know, I'm really thinking that, you know who we look like? Megan Fox. So, you know, people tell me all the time that I look like. This is what I like to tell people when I'm trying to trap them into marriage. Oh, for those Love is Blind people who are watching that, can't wait to see season the finale. I just wanted to drop that little tidbit because everybody is going in on Chelsea, who in the pods said that she looked like Megan Fox. She does not, but she was trying to, you know, throw some bait out there, and then she got her husband, and then they did not get married. So don't say you look like Megan Fox. Anyway, back to Potomac.
Well, what one, you didn't see the finale of Love is Blind yet? You ain't see what happened at the altar?
I did. They didn't get married. He didn't even go to the altar.
Well, he was at the altar, but, you know, at the altar, he said, no. And then he said he couldn't marry her, so she had to walk down. Oh, that was crazy. But yeah, but listen, we are here discussing Real Housewives of Potomac. We are back from the Caribbean.
Yes, working on our inner thighs.
We are working on our inner thighs. We get to see Kiarna. She's a business mogul. She's got laser hair removal. Surgeries, but she's got laser hair removal.
A beauty spa.
Yes. Candace and Wendy pull up. And I really like seeing Kiarna in this mode. Okay, you got businesses. You doing things.
Mogul, honey. That's what we like to see all the ladies in. That's definitely our favorite mode is mogul mode. So, Candace is there getting her cha-cha de-haired, and we see her taking the pain. It's, you know, they are very quick to hone in that it doesn't hurt. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Didn't you do like some sugaring or something like that?
I do a little sugar, and I haven't actually done any this year, but I do sugaring sometimes to get some of those hairs off my lower back and, you know, buttocks and, you know, so I love a good sugaring. It's almost like a deep tissue massage.
It almost like that stuff hurts. Okay. I don't know how you guys do that. I used to be team wax and sugaring, and I think I went The last time there was a Bryce and Wynn event, I actually went and got sugared in New York City. Oh. And I vowed never again to sugar. So I am team laser. So there you go.
Yeah. And they have these like at-home laser kits that you could kind of do yourself. I really want to order myself one.
I have one.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll
I
want to
get my underarms. I like to, you know, well, I don't laser or anything, but I like Veet. You know, I love a good Veet and a Nair.
I used to be a great, the Nair for the legs. That was the go-to for me. But
Lisa, anyway. Nice and silky. So yeah, Kiarna is there. Wendy is there. Wendy gets her underarms lasered and she definitely points out that it hurts. Wendy does let the girls know that wine with Wendy is working, and they are getting ready to shoot their pilot episode. Now, if we do the math, we in the beginning of the episode, Giselle's daughter was getting ready to graduate college or high school, and so we know that high school and graduation normally takes place May, June. Now we see her going off to school this episode, which is August, and so you know, I remember when we saw Wendy talking about her talk show, you know, the time frame seemed like, you know, she wanted to record it sooner, but it looks like months later. But nevertheless, I'm excited for Wendy and her talk show. She's having some hard times booking some guests because the news people or the anchors that she know, you know, they're in non-compete contracts, and a lot of other people that she wants are in LA. I think it's really interesting because Wendy and Candace, when they're talking to Kiarna yet again brings up when she was in, I forget, I don't know, where was they at? Turks and Caicos?
Dominican Republic.
The DR, when she was having some, you know, intestinal issues, the first person to check up on her was Giselle. And so
yes. I'm glad she's calling her friends to the carpet. I mean, look, that was true. You know, whatever was going on, y'all ain't want to share a room with her. Not only did you not share a room with her, but, you know, the girl was hurting and y'all didn't even check on her. So,
friends, so it's interesting.
How many of us have them? Right. So
friends, and you know, so it's very interesting that they show up here to make sure that they support Kiarna. But I have to say, I do like Kiarna. I definitely think she sealed the deal last week when she was arguing, I want to say, with Wendy or NECA.
NECA, yes. About Wendy, but yes. She showed her spice. So
yeah. She showed that she could get up in there and let the girls know. And you know, she's a mogul. We also get Wendy and Candace talking about Robin again, and they find it so interesting that she's using defamation, and Candace says that she's got some things, or she knows some things that Robin said that is definitely defamation, but she's not going to reveal that just yet. She's keeping it very close and tight for school. But you know, so just interesting who they're filming with. We also see Giselle sending Grace off to school. I believe she's going to FAMU. And that car ride with Giselle and Grace, it made me think, you know, when I went to Temple and I was riding in the car after we packed up all of my belongings. And it really is emotional. It's like, you know, you're starting the next chapter of your life.
Yes. So
it's like
really you're no longer going home to the house where you grew up, to the people you are. You're moving out and you're on your own. So I really like the whole, all of that, even with the behind the scenes and them, you know, breaking the fourth wall and showing the producer. And yeah, I thought like anytime you got Giselle talking about her daughters, I love it.
Yeah. I do want to see more of Giselle's storyline outside of her daughters because it hasn't really been much this season. It's been her daughter and it has been a little bit of Jason. Another tad bit that, you know, I like to always bring to the podcast, what the internet streets are saying. The seating charts for the reunion have been revealed.
Oh, and yes.
There is a lot of talk that Giselle has been dethroned. We know all seven reunions pass. It's always Karen and Giselle sitting in the first seats. Well, Karen still is reigning in her first seat. And on the other sides of the couch, it looks like it is Mia, then Giselle. And I'm not mad at that because, listen, I very much think that Mia carried the season. There were bigger fights with other people, but I felt like Mia was constantly in something. Mia was, I've said it once, I'm gonna say it again, I really do feel like this has been Mia's best season yet. So I definitely think, rightfully so, that Mia should sit first seat. And so it is interesting that they have set Giselle back. We'll see if Giselle comes back next season. But I definitely think that Giselle will be back. So, yeah, we get the whole school with Grace leaving. And then we get Shasha hasn't been back in a while. And she has a little girls' day with Robin and Ashley at Robin's house. And they are just, you know, catching up on the DR. Charisse lets us know she got a massage. And
an invitation for a little bit more.
So, but that's what I wanted to ask you. It, like, is a vaginal massage an actual thing, or is that like the masseuse was saying, you want to?
That the masseuse was saying.
Because I would think that, I mean, I don't know.
It's not.
Okay.
Let me stop you. No such thing as the vaginal massage.
Well, do you remember when we were in Thailand and every day me and Alexis would get massages? We would get massages in the morning. We would get a massage in the afternoon. And after one of our massages, I want to say that Alexis came out and was like, I think they tried to offer me a vaginal massage. And I said no. So
I would say just say no to a vaginal massage. I'm good.
Yes, some of the massage places that we went to in Thailand were a little sketch. I definitely think that they offered more, but I have to say that the ladies, they were amazing and they gave great massages. And so that is one of the things that I miss the most.
You can get whatever you'd like, but those massages and other places. But just, I would advise, I'm good. I just stuck to the regular massage. Those were more my speed. So I'm good on that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I got a massage twice a day. But so Charisse is letting the girls know that she was offered a vaginal massage. She declined. And she is getting ready for her annual crab boil.
Yes.
And we know.
And they're discussing who is and isn't invited. They have a whole, you know, two targets. One is, of course, the former grand dame, who she says, you know, I don't have a problem with her. She has a problem with me. And, you know, they flash back to banging on the table in Mexico and the Mexico trip and all of those things. So it is doubtful, even in Charisse's mind, that the grand dame will be there. We do have a glimmer of hope that Karen will be there. She is invited, but it ain't looking good. She also says that Jacqueline is invited. Yes. She says, well, you know, I am friendly with Jacqueline. So, you know, we hang out. She, you know, says there's an independent connection. So here goes Shady Shasha. She's inviting Jacqueline, and that is guaranteed to be fireworks. So thank you, Shasha, for bringing it.
Shasha says that, you know, she hopes Mia doesn't look at this as a betrayal. She hopes that Mia looks at it that they had a 30-year friendship, and she hopes that she can be the bridge to bring them back. She also lets us know that Shasha, Jacqueline and NECA have become really good friends. And so, you know, it's interesting to see how the crab boil will go, because we know Shasha knows how to throw a great crab boil. We've seen her have to ask some people in the past to leave the crab boil.
So we jump to Giselle trying to get Karen to attend. So they're talking about grieving. And she, you know, basically tells Karen that she really appreciates the support that she lent, because she's gone through the same thing with Raven leaving. And she appreciates that. And then she makes one final effort to try and have Karen come to the crab boil. But of course, Karen can't come because she doesn't want to risk Ray's health. So
allegedly Ray is allergic to crabs. And so
I was
pretty sure that he
though he was at a crab boil
maybe
he had his EpiPen with him, so I don't know. But she politely declines the invitation to the crab boil because she wants to keep the Black Bill Gates very healthy, and I understand that supporting your man.
Karen has thrown her own crab boil. The season that I want to say Mia's first season, when her and Candace had this the salad tossing fight on one of their vacations. One of the nights.
This is the one where I think they went down to some place in Virginia and they had the husbands with them.
Yes, and so Ray was there for the crab boil, but essentially Karen is saying she is not filming with Shasha if she can choose, and she's not going to do that. We also get a little bit more of NECA's IVF journey. It looks like they are taking one step closer, where they are, you know,
doing IUI, so intrauterine insemination. And I've had friends who've done this and been on this journey. So this is basically where they stimulate your follicles, so and make sure you're fertile, and then take the sperm and inject it directly into your uterus.
And you said it's called, what is it called again?
IUI, intrauterine insemination. So basically they take the sperm and they put it right where it needs to be to meet the egg.
So would some say, is that a vaginal massage?
I'm sure her vagina is involved. It must be involved, because you know that's the lead into the uterus. I'm not sure if it's a massaging technique that they use, but you know, I don't think that would hurt, you know, like, yeah, make the vagina feel comfortable and then do the insemination. I mean, can't hurt.
Yeah. So the crab boil starts. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to Sharice's son, Jackson.
Who was escorting the ladies in, making sure no hair is ruined. They got the nice curved umbrella, so it's really protecting your hair. It didn't look like it was raining all that bad, but you know, that's a nice service to offer. If you're going to host a party, you know, yes, have your strapping young son escort the ladies in their heels. That's very nice. I would appreciate it as such.
Because Jackson looked good. Hi, Jackson. He's a model. It's funny because I, you know, connection of a connection. I know someone that went to school with Jackson and they're really good friends. I haven't had the opportunity to meet Jackson yet, but I definitely look forward to the day. It is interesting how the ladies arrive to the crab boil. I think Robin arrives first, then it's Candace, and Robin does everything to stay away from Candace. Then Giselle arrives, and you know, Giselle and Candace, they just don't speak, and I love it. They will interact or laugh at each other's jokes in group settings, but they don't speak. They slither around, and some other people come. But baby, Jacqueline. Here is like, I like Jacqueline, and I like what she brings to it. And I really feel like Jacqueline knew what her purpose of coming to this crab boil was.
Because absolutely. She sat down and she got right into it. She was like, she's like, yeah, you know, the crabs wasn't good, so somebody had to provide entertainment because the crabs were under-seasoned. You know, clearly there was no Old Bay around, no melted
or
butter. No
I was like, where's the butter? You got to dip your crab in the butter. Now, mind you, I do like crabs, but I do prefer crab legs over actual crabs. Crabs are...
Oh, see, yeah, I could tell you from a bougie area. No, I like blue crab. So that's what they were eating, if you didn't realize that. That was blue crab. You like them Alaskan, like a snow crab.
So, I mean, I just prefer the Alaskan, or like, I just like crab legs better, but I find that crabs are, you know, you got to pull a thing out, break the tail, you can't eat the dead man. It's too much, but I will say on a hot summer day at a barbecue, when the libations are flowing, I do enjoy the whole process of it. But
yeah, I like that. I like, give me the mallet, give me the cracker. I like that. I ain't with the booty.
You're not a real crab girl if you need the mallet or the cracker. You just about crack it on open.
Clearly, you don't know about blue crabs. You hurt.
Oh, I know about the blue. I don't need a cracker.
I ain't trying to break a tooth.
Listen.
Whatever.
So
we're gonna agree to disagree on that
We are going to have to. But Jacqueline is ready to pop things off, and she's just instantly going in on Mia. And it's just, for me, it's just like, well, are you really friends with these ladies, Jacqueline? Because it's like, that's the only thing that you got to talk about. And so I guess Giselle asked Jacqueline, well, a couple of months ago, we asked Mia about the situation between you two, and Mia basically said that y'all were good. Jacqueline was like, well, that was 2 months ago.
Yeah. So clearly things change between them very rapidly. And we have another change. But what I do like is that Shasha offers her champagne room so that they can go and have a little discussion. They seem like they really need close and continuing discussion. We don't get all the details, but we see the ladies go downstairs into the champagne room and talk a little bit about, you know, their issues and their mistrust. And we can see that it goes very, very deep. Clearly, there was something that happened when they were younger that Mia is still processing. And you know what? This is the thing I like about Mia. She admits it. She says, yes, you know, that has, you know, that is exactly what it has to do with. She does not call her friend out. We don't get all the details. So I do like that, that she, you know, uses some restraint, but clearly she's hurt. She says she's working through it in therapy. And I like where the friends end up. Like, right. Jacqueline
acknowledges
her hurt. And they you know, Mia says, yeah, I do. I probably treat you poorly because of that. And that's something I'm working through. I love that ending for the friends.
The thing that was a little frustrating for me with that, though, was as simple as that conversation was, y'all couldn't have that on the phone. Y'all, like, you, I just felt like...
Clearly not, because they didn't. So sometimes maybe, you know, on the phone, you can ignore people or be distracted. So clearly they needed to be in person, and I'm glad it just didn't devolve into them, like, yelling at each other and, you know, divulging secrets. So, but on the other side of this, there was another reconciliation that did not go nearly as well.
Well, I mean, it went how it always goes, where Shasha is like, we almost brought peace with Jacqueline and Mia. Let's see what we could do about Candace and Robin. But it's very clear that Shasha is team Robin. Or just in her confessional, she definitely says that Robin has been nothing but a good friend to Candace. And we know that Robin and Shasha are really good friends. So I would imagine that they've had conversations about this situation. And so they regurgitate what we've been regurgitating all season. And, you know, Robin essentially says, I haven't done anything to you. Now, y'all know I love my girl Candace, but you know, sometimes I love her, sometimes I get very frustrated. I was very frustrated this episode because Candace is like, I know, Robin, you've done something that's so shady, I couldn't believe it. And then they're like, what did I do? And Candace is like, I know you leaked a private text message that we had to the blogs. Now, just that piece of information alone, right? You would be like, oh, okay. I ain't messing with nobody if somebody is releasing private text messages to the blog without context.
I'm sure they, I feel like they all release private text messages.
So, I'm not sure if they do or not, but it's like, well, tell the whole story. It's one thing if Robin just, let me screenshot this and send this to the blogs. Like, let's take it back a second. Weren't you on podcasts? Weren't you doing interviews? Aren't you at Watch What Happens Live saying that Robin is despicable? You can't trust her. Da-da-da-da-da. So it's like, clearly this is in response to all of that. And someone asked Robin, why y'all not friends? And she sent the little screenshot explaining the information. Now, mind you, when they dropped the screenshot a couple months ago, I did see it because it was circulating. But I just feel like if that's the hill you gonna die on, Candace, that ain't a good one, sis. Like, that's very much giving deflection and trying to find something to be mad at Robin about, for me. What's your take?
She don't fight well at all. She never has a good hill to stand on. She's in her feelings and she has no empathy. None. She can never see anybody else's point of view except hers.
Yeah, it was just a little frustrating because, again, throughout the season, when Candace is with other people, you know, it's how much she loves Robin and all of this. And then it's like when we get into these group settings, it's just like you're going tit for tat. Like, and I feel like Robin has been saying the same thing over and over and over again. Like, girl, you attacked me when I felt like I was even defending you against some of the things that Giselle
right.
was saying.
And you have never apologized for it. Not only that, every time I try to bring it up, the facts of what you did, you try to double down and be like, well, I did that only because you did. No. Just say sorry and move on. That's it.
Yeah, so we get no conclusion. And Bebe, Shasha had the libations jamming at her party, and Shasha was over it. Stop it! stop it. And they flash back to when they were in Mexico, when Sasha and Karen were almost getting into it. And again, for me, it was just like, okay, Charisse, you brought these ladies here knowing their relationship. You brought the conversation up. Where did you think it was going to go? I just would have loved to have been some of Charisse's family in the other room, just being like, what is going on?
Yeah, she know they came to argue. Let's be honest. So I don't know why Sasha got all the way that turned up. I mean, it was interesting to watch. And I think we weren't the only ones who were wondering why Sasha was so turned up, because everybody was like, oh my gosh. Ashley's face, Mia face, Giselle asked if she was drunk. You know, so everybody knows Sasha was all the way live. That was interesting. She was the one who took it over the top, but before anybody. So I thought that was an interesting way to close out the episode. Looks like everybody had come down. Candace left the room. Nacha tried to follow after her.
She had a flight to catch. And the ladies at least say that we didn't get any resolve in that relationship, but at least we got some headway with Jacqueline and Mia. And that really is the end of the episode. Now, next week, it looks like we might only have two more episodes left of the season, but next week is the GNA fashion show, where the fight, the brawl that took the Instanets last summer, that there's going to be a fight. And so we do know that it has to do with, I believe it is Ashley's friend. I'm forgetting her name. No, what's her name? They say she looked like a cabbage pat. I forget.
I know you're talking about
Happy
the one
Eddie.
Who said,
whoever gave
Bassett was touching him.
No,
she didn't
say no, but yes, and Happy Eddie. And I'm not sure if it is Kiarna that is in the fight or one of their friends, but there definitely is a fight that happens.
It's a friend fight. So I don't know if it's Jacqueline or Kiarna or Ashley Darby friend, but somebody in there getting it popping.
Yes.
And in the captions, we see somebody saying, get off of her. So it seems like it's something.
Yeah. And we do know hair was pulled, because after the aftermath, I know that Ashley's friend, I don't know why I can't think of her name right now. I know it all season, but she was getting on live showing like fingernails, and then the other ladies had hair. So it will definitely be interesting. And yeah, then it looks like the final episode after that is when Mia and Gordon, you know, we might get the, if you want a clown, go to a fair. We might finally get that, but you can rest assured that Jatia and I will be back next week covering episode 17. This has been your coverage of The Real Housewives of Potomac, season 8, episode 16. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Yes, we can't wait to hear what you guys think of it. You're probably wrong. Bye.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.